Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots or at the Locked On Yankees handle. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. It's a sad one. The Yankees season came to a screeching halt thanks to a walk-off loss on Saturday night. I will not be recapping that, but I'll discuss my feelings about it. And more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So the Yankees season ended on Saturday night in dramatic fashion, which is really annoying. As much as I loved DJ LeMahieu's game-tying home run, as soon as he hit it, I had this awful feeling that the Yankees would not score any more runs and that Houston would walk off on a home run. I knew it was going to be Jose Altuve. I just felt it in my gut, and I'm so annoyed that it was. I dislike Altuve as much as I disliked David Ortiz, which is funny because he's about half the size of David Ortiz. I think the most annoying thing to me about the ALCS is that the Yankees could have won the ALCS. It's not as if the Astros beat them up. The Yankees really beat themselves in a few of those games. I don't know if they were abandoning their playbook or what, but the first game, they were firing on all cylinders. They looked good defensively. They looked good on the mound. They looked good at the plate, though there were a few guys that didn't look good at the plate from the jump. And those are the guys who ended up killing them this series. I think a big key to them losing this series was dropping game two. They had every opportunity in the world to steal that game from Houston, come back home up 2-0 instead of coming back tied 1-1. I think that really switched the series. And as nice as Friday night's win was against Verlander, and the fact that the Yankees at least held Houston off for one night and didn't allow them to celebrate on Yankee Stadium's field, it still feels hollow in a way. I don't know. I can't even explain it. So the season's over. The Yankees get to watch the Astros and the Nationals in the World Series. Go Nats, by the way. And the thing that's driving me crazy is now that the Yankees didn't make the World Series, articles are coming out about how this is the first decade since the 1910s that the Yankees didn't make the World Series at least once, which is an incredible streak if you think about it. But now, the new narrative, although it's not really a new narrative, but the Yankees are the first team to spend the most in a calendar decade and not make the World Series. But the way that they're making it sound, it's as if the Yankees didn't make the ALCS three times, four times. Hold on. Four times, 2010, 2012, 2017, 2019. So they had four chances there to make the World Series. It wasn't as if they spent all this money and didn't make the playoffs, because the 1980s Yankees spent a ton of money and only made the playoffs in a strike-shortened season in 1981. If that season wasn't strike-shortened, who knows if they would have made the World Series or even the playoffs for that matter. So anyway, there are a lot of happy people because the Yankees didn't make the World Series. I'm proud of what the team accomplished this season. They just happened to have a bad week at the worst possible time. Oh, and let me go back to the whole spending money thing. People are acting as if the Yankees spending money is a bad thing. And spending money is not a bad thing. What's happening in baseball is that only a few teams spend money and the rest of them don't. And they're all horrible. And I think that too many teams are trying to emulate what Houston did by tanking for a while, being able to get good draft picks and being able to leverage their position so they could win years down the road. And other teams are trying to do the same thing, and it's not working out the same way for those teams. And a lot of these teams have owners who are billionaires, and they just are refusing to spend money. And it's hurting baseball. Who wants to go see a team that's going to lose 100 games four seasons in a row because they're trying to get better draft picks? And then even when they do that, there are some cases where it doesn't even help the team. You want to know why people aren't going to baseball games as much as they used to? It's because they don't want to see crappy teams on the field every day. Would you want to sit through a number of Baltimore Oriole games or Miami Marlins games? No. You would probably rather get a colonoscopy. I know I would. Remember, to get this show every day, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Do you like seeing your favorite band perform live? Or better yet, do you enjoy going to Yankee Stadium and watching the Yankees play? Well, I've got a way for you to do that. That's pretty easy. Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. That includes theater tickets. You can sort them by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. And now they have a loyalty program, so you can attend the concert or show of your choice, and you can earn credit towards your next live event, which could include Yankee tickets. It's called Vivid Seats Rewards, and for the month of September, earn double credit back from 10 to 16% on all of your purchases through the Vivid Seats app. So go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. You're automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, and every purchase you make is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. So from the biggest concerts and biggest games to theater tickets and more, Vivid Seats has everything you need. So download the app, join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, and make a memory that lasts a lifetime. So download the app, find your tickets, and enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Guys, let's talk about sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? You would stride to the plate and hit a first pitch home run every time? Well, now you can return to your glory days, increase your performance, and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Just think of it as a PED that won't get you suspended. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Though I wouldn't take them on the subway because they're chewable and they work up to twice as fast as a pill. But if you want your lady to take a long ride on your D-train, Blue Chew is for you. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no awkwardness. And what's more, Blue Chew is cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code MLB. You just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. CC Sabathia made it official. He's definitely retiring. He sent out a thank you message this morning. His statement said, "It all started in Vallejo, California, in my grandma's backyard, throwing grapefruits at a folding chair. I could have never imagined how much this game has meant to me since. Through the ups and downs, baseball has always been my home. From Cleveland to Milwaukee, New York, and everywhere in between, I'm so thankful to have experienced this journey with every teammate, past and present. All I ever wanted was to be a great teammate and win. I'm so proud of this year's team. We fought until the end. Love you guys. I'm going to miss going out there on the mound and competing, but it's time to say farewell. Thank you, baseball." I don't know about you, but I would love for CeCe to be on the S Network and cover some games. I don't know if he would want to do it in the studio or if he would actually want to be in the booth, but I think he would be great. And I believe that the Sabathias are staying in this area. They still have school-age children that they probably don't want to remove from their schools. So I think it would be a perfect opportunity for CeCe to stay in baseball, but not have to be away from the kids as much. And I'm sure Amber, his wife, as much as she is excited for him to retire and finally be home, there's going to be a time where she's like, okay, you really need to get out of the house. I have spoken about my love of CeCe Sabathia on this podcast, and to see him walk off the mound the way he did last week was one of the most gut-wrenching Yankee moments ever. I actually think it was worse than the walk-off. The walk-off, you could feel coming. You just felt it in your gut. Seeing CeCe have to walk off the mound with his left shoulder hanging the way it was such a bummer. It felt as bad as Derek Jeter having to be carried off the field in 2012. It was almost as if the season died at that moment. And even though the Yankees were able to beat Justin Verlander on Friday, that just felt like the last blip on a dying patient's EKG. You know what I mean? It was just a real big bummer. CeCe was the leader in that clubhouse, and seeing him exit the mound the way he did had to be so upsetting for his teammates. And knowing that that's how his career ended is so depressing. But in a way, you know, CeCe pitched until he literally couldn't pitch anymore. And that's poetic in a way. He gave it everything he had until he couldn't do it anymore. CeCe Sabathia retiring from baseball is a big loss. We all knew it was coming. It was going to come eventually. But it's just, he is a really big loss for everyone. Even people who aren't Yankee fans love CeCe Sabathia. They love the passion that he brought to his pitching. And he was a hero in the African American community. You don't see as many African American baseball players coming up as you used to. So having him be that role model was so important. And all the charity work that he did was so important. And I know that he will continue to do that charity work through his retirement. But again, big loss for baseball and a big loss for the Yankees. But I can envision someone like Aaron Judge stepping up and becoming the leader in the clubhouse. I will say that I was disappointed that they never named CeCe captain of the Yankees, because he clearly was the captain of that team. Another person we may have seen in pinstripes for the last time is Brett Gardner. He did not have a great ALCS, but he had an amazing 2019 season. And I don't know, I think the Yankees are probably going to go year to year with him, like they did with CeCe towards the end. Because honestly, can you imagine Brett Gardner wearing a different uniform? I certainly can't. The nostalgic part of me would like for the Yankees to sign Brett Gardner again, but the logical side of my brain that doesn't have nostalgic feelings for baseball players and just wants good players on the team would like for the Yankees to try and maybe get younger players to play the outfield. We'll see about that. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.